Now, you've got a couple of suggestions, and should we start with the adults one? Because we spoke to the author, Amanda Hodgkinson, a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, I hope you don't mind me selecting this one. But I think it is worth a mention. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's called 22 Britannia Road, and it's by Amanda Hodgkinson. And this is her first novel, and she comes from Suffolk, but she lives in France now. But it's just a very good read. It's quite easy to get through, to pick up and to lose yourself in the plot, and it's quite gripping and moving. The characterisation's very good. You're really sold on the people, and you really feel for them. And it's set on 22 Britannia Road, the title of the book, and it's in Ipswich, so there's a nice local connection there. But it centres on a young Polish family as they try to make a home for themselves in England after the Second World War. The husband and wife had been separated for some years, and they both had very difficult experiences in the war, quite harrowing times. But in their efforts to settle down and make a life for themselves, a future for themselves, they both independently decide to bury these experiences, not revealing what's happened to themselves to each other. And of course, little by little, these secrets are revealed, and the couple and their young child are forced to deal with the implications. And I found that you are completely drawn to these characters. You sympathise with all their predicaments from all sides of the story, from all the people who are involved. And you don't want to put the book down, which is always a good sign.
Good sign, yeah.
Yes. You want to find out what decisions they make and, of course, the outcomes of those decisions. So it's a great read. And while it is sad in parts, you do come away feeling uplifted, I would argue. I don't think it leaves you down in any way. It is a good read in every respect. And I suppose it indicates the resilience of the human spirit. That's what you come out with at the end of it.
I started it but didn't get it finished before Amanda came and sat on the sofa, and I haven't picked it up yet again, but I'm dying to, because it did hook me straight in, and you really feel for this mum, and you know something happened and you're going to find out about it, but until you get there, you've no idea what it could be.
That's right. Yes, it does keep you puzzling over it, and you do want to keep reading to find out what happens, as you say, yes.
And she'd never been to Britannia Road, but I gather when she came there, there were lots of photos of her in the press and so on, so she was quite interested. It wasn't her Britannia Road in the end when she came.
Yeah, it's quite interesting, isn't it?
She created her own.
Yeah.
But she's coming back, and I think you've got... is she coming to give a chat at your shop as well?
That's right. So she's going to tell us a bit more about the book, how it came about, and the writing process, and hopefully what she's going to do next, because I think she's working on her next book. But she's coming to Browsers on the 4th of May, so that's just... just a few days.
Next week,
a few days'
isn't it?
Time.
Is that next week?
Yes, the year is flying by. Isn't it scary?
So 4th of May.
Yeah, it's 7:30 in the shop, 60, the Thoroughfare Browsers. And we're going to be selling tickets for £3, but that will include refreshments. So it's in Woodbridge.
So, and you can get a copy and get her to sign it as well. Was it her first book? It is, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Which is amazing, actually, as a first book, isn't it?
It is, quite an achievement, yeah. And, yes, completely authoritative as well. It's got real panache about it. You wouldn't ever guess it was her first book at all. It's just very well done.
Paints some great pictures just with her words. I do think people are clever. It's fascinating how different people write, isn't it?
It is, yes. But there can be so many different styles and keep you gripped, yes.
So, okay, it's 22 Britannia Road. It's by Amanda Hodgkinson. It's published by Fig Tree, and 7:30 at Browsers Bookshop on the 4th of May, and tickets can be bought at £3.